coming down the railroad track. And she came running back to me and my brother, hollering, said, look at that big old elephant. And we couldn't see no elephant. And she said, it disappeared.
Now that's interesting.
I've
never heard any stories about elephants before.
Mm-hmm. She said, I've seen them. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I never had seen them. That's what she said. And I had a cousin. He said, me and him used to go to, we went to school together and walk along the road together. All right, once he'd tear off and go to run. And he said, ooh, look at that bear coming after us. And I'd look and I wouldn't see nothing, but he'd run and I'd run too. And we'd run to his house and his sister said he could see different things, you know. Mm-hmm. He could get scared of it.
What do you suppose that is? You think
you
can really see things that other people can't?
No,
they claim the bone was a coil over the face,
uh-huh,
and the birth. And you see, if you don't keep that coil, why do you see spirits?
My daughter used to see it right there when she was really the same girl in that picture.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When she was a little girl, when she was up about this high. And she said, Mama, look at that thing. And she wouldn't. She'll see it and she'll be backing up just like this. And they're screaming right in this house. And I don't be seeing a thing.
Good, great.
And she had to sleep with me. When them things, when it come, when she see it, she'd be so scared she'd be trembling. But seem like when she, the more she growed up, hit finally left.
Uh-huh.
But honey, it used to do, ooh. And she'd be pointing, showing me, look at that, Mama, look at that. And I ain't.
That's interesting how some people see things and some won't.
I call them an evil spirit. That's what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'd be an evil spirit following them until they get a certain age and then they vanish away.
Mm-hmm.
And this same fellow I'm talking about, he lived right down the road. And now he don't never see him. Now he's a grown man because he's older than I am. But he don't never see nothing now.
Mm-hmm.
But when he's growing up a boy, mm-hmm, to worry him all the time.
Let's see, a person might be afraid to go past a graveyard at night because he'd be afraid he'd see.
A hand.
What do you call something that people say brings bad luck?
What you call it? That's, I don't know nothing but bad luck, that's all I know.
Okay. And what awesome things that people say bring bad luck?
Well, they claim a room. You start somewhere and turn back. It's bad luck.
Can you have anything else?
No.
Well, what about some things that are supposed to bring good luck?
Hmm. Let me see now. That's got me right there. Let me see what's.
Can't think of anything?
I don't think of nothing right now.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
This is a bad luck person.
What's a hag?
Well, they claim that's something that rides you. When people get old, you turn into a hag. That's right here, folks, saying that. I don't know nothing about a hag no more than that. But they say that a hag is an old person and they ride a young person and suck the blood. Now, that's what I heard.
I don't
know how true that is. I've
been
hearing that from a child up until now, and I don't know whether that's true, because I never know nothing about that.
Well, now, what about a witch? Would a witch be the same thing as a hag?
A witch and a hag are supposed to be the same thing.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, they used to, some folks would call it a bastard child, but I find it not to be true. It's a magical child, that's what I.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Undertaker.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?